In seventh grade, we students wrote reports about the Revolutionary War. I wrote of how our men defeated British troops by seizing each one of their airports. My teacher asked me as she gave me an F, where I had ever heard such foolishness. I said my information's from Donald Trump and said in my defense, I never knew you could fact check. When did this new rule begin? Now you're correcting every liberty in the narrative that I spin. What kind of country do we live in, where we're not free to choose our own American history, our own reality, our own truths? Now I'm grown up in love and married life, so glad that you've become my loving wife. Now if the two of us could just keep working on trust until we get it right. For instance, I detect suspicion when I'm home hours late from fishing. I said I stopped to buy some bread. Thanks, you said, where is it? You said you weren't gonna fact check. You trust whatever I say. But now you point out every little lie in my alibi anyway. So though you caught me lying, I caught you lying too. You broke your promise to believe in me. How can I ever be trusting you? So when my time on earth is finally past, I'll go to stand before St. Peter at last. I'll say I've been the perfect candidate for the pearly gates. Let's get this deal done fast. Don't bother doing a fact check. I could use slack from you. If I must create a story to enter glory, well, that's what I'll do. When I invent with good intentions, lying isn't a sin. It isn't even lying, Peter. This isn't either, so just let me in. Tell me you aren't gonna fact check. You'll trust whatever I say. Don't get too hung up on what's true, though. You know you don't have to fact check.